Text 5. Types of current, AC and DC. In DC currents, the charges flow in one direction only, and the polarity of applied voltage is fixed. A battery is a steady DC voltage source because it has fixed polarity and a steady voltage output. In AC current, the voltage source periodically reverses or alternates in polarity, so the resulting current periodically reverses its direction too. Current usually flows from the negative terminal of the voltage source through the circuit and back to the positive terminal. But when polarity reverses, the current reverses as well. This is the reason why it is called alternating current. Batteries, fuel cells, and solar cells all produce direct current, DC. The positive and negative terminals of a battery are always, respectively, positive and negative. Current always flows in the same direction between these two terminals. The power that comes from a power plant, on the other hand, is alternating current, AC. The direction of the current reverses, or alternates, 60 times per second in the US, or 50 times per second in Europe, for example. In the United States, a wall socket makes 120 volt, 60 cycle AC power available to the consumer. In Europe, a wall socket supplies 220 volts. The big advantage of alternating current for the power grid is the fact that it is relatively easy to change the voltage of the power using a device called a transformer. Power companies save a great deal of money this way, using very high voltages to transmit power over long distances.